Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Roman Hemby, local kid, former Terp, spent 3 years at College Park. He scores 18 carries, 88 yards. Indiana rushed for 367. And Vinny, you're right. Cignetti likes to run up the score.
Yes, he does.
You think? Holy mackerel, they're throwing and they're going for fourth down in the red zone. They're not bleeping around. 55-10. Maryland gets blown out at home on homecoming for the Terps, their fourth consecutive loss. Just trying to regroup. Look, Indiana's really good. They're one of the best teams in the country. They're ranked number two for a reason. And for the outside of, what, two games, they've blown out everybody.
Yeah, no question.
So Maryland's just the latest in a long line of victims. Indiana's at Penn State coming up Saturday. It's 14.5-point favorites against the Nittany Lions, another program in disarray, maybe even more so than Maryland. But where does Maryland go from here? They go to Rutgers on the schedule. But after a 4-0 start with great expectations – and then blown a 20-0 lead against Washington. If they close that game out, they're ranked that week. And then the other tough one in Nebraska, by the way, Minnie Mahomes, Raiola broke his leg. He's out for the season for the Cornhuskers, losing to UCLA, who Indiana just beat by 50 last week. It's, I mean, the motivation is what for the players to go out there now, just trying to regroup, and it's certainly up to the leadership aspect of Maryland coaches to get them together here.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy because I'm sure that they were fired up, you know. And Bob, this is probably like almost the opposite of the Bengals, you know, because the defense plays usually pretty good. The offense is the one that kills them. I mean, Bob, they had 11 first downs in that game, 11, you know. 19 minutes time of possession. So to me, it's an offensive problem. That's the biggest thing is miscalculation, just like the big personnel-wise. I mean, the O-line
is terrible.
Yeah.
Can't run the ball. They've had a ton of drops.
Yeah.
Now you're putting it all on the shoulders of a freshman quarterback who's scuffling. But the defense in their losses folded in the fourth quarter, but the offense couldn't move chains and
right,
you know, get them off the field. And it just very, it's been a very frustrating thing to watch.
Well, I think what's happened to them defensively, Bob, in those fourth quarters, it all goes back to the offense again, because they're worn down, or they get, what, two or three guys are hurt in the fourth
and then
quarter.
Maryland can't move, they can't get against Washington, get a first down.
Right. Right.
That's the same with Nebraska. Just get a first down. Just move the chains. Burn some clock.
I'll bet you in all those games, Bob, and I don't know, but time of possession, they've lost every time.
Well, UCLA, the defense almost won them.
No doubt.
I mean, until they gave up the drive for the field goal that lost it for them. But Saturday was just a debacle,
Bob, here, all the way around. 37 rushing yards for the Terps on 17 attempts. 37.
Season-long problemo. Let's get out to the phones. Reggie in Baltimore. Reggie, thanks for holding. What's going on? You're on with Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw. We haven't really talked to him yet. We will.
Yes. Good morning, Bob and Vinny. I'm a long-time listener, but a first-time caller. I've been following Maryland football for 40 years. Fans and alumni are so quick to forget when Mike Locksley took over the program was garbage under DJ Durkin. We're to the point where local parents from the DMV area, they didn't want to send their players to Maryland because they didn't trust Maryland. They didn't feel that the players or the coaching staff was going to look out for their players because of what happened under DJ Durkin. And look what Mike Locksley took over. He took over garbage. He was able to bring the program up where they had three straight bowl victories, which had never been done at Maryland under all the other coaches, Claiborne, Ross, it had never been done. Now the landscape changes under NIL. Maryland doesn't have the money to support. They could. Locksley said he lost the locker room because of what happened last year. So the landscape has changed. So it's different than when Locksley won three straight bowl games. So the program was on an upswing. Everybody was all excited. So then when everything changes, now it's a different light. It's a, you know, Maryland doesn't have the money. Maryland doesn't have the pocket. So he couldn't play everybody. So that's why he lost the locker room. That's why they fell apart last year when they were projected to do much better. And now this year, then he had to pay freshmen versus play upperclassmen. So you look at the dynamic of what he has to deal with and other coaches have to deal with, specifically Locksley. Fans need to be patient. We have a young team. He's recruiting. He can recruit the DMV area. Now that we have an athletic director, now that they can finance and they get alignment with the AD, the president, and some backing, fans have to be patient. Keep this freshman class, recruit some other recruits coming in, and let's see what happens.
How much, Reggie, and I've been a Maryland fan for years. I had season tickets for well over a decade. How much longer can you be patient if you're a Maryland fan?
You need to be patient at the end of this year. They need to win two games. I agree. They win two games, they go to a bowl game.
Oh, and 12 after byes? I mean, these are real stats here.
They 0-2 after byes. Okay.
Oh, no, 0-12.
0-12, Loxley is after
byes. Okay, 0-12, but what about the three straight bowl games? What about the three straight bowl game victories? What about that?
Right. Nobody's discounting that, but it's not like they were winning the Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl. They were getting the bowl games.
That was something they never did before.
Yeah, but the landscape has changed there, too. There weren't 80 bowl games back in the – Maryland had teams that were 7-4, didn't even get into bowl games back in the late 70s.
I know what you're saying, and
I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you talk about the money people. They're not trying to hear that anymore.
No, there's
55-10's not cutting it. Thank you, Reggie.
Auburn coach,
we love Mike Locksley, by the way.
Auburn coach just got fired.
DJ Durkin took his place, by the way.
There's 15 or 16 jobs open right now, and we're, halfway, three-quarters of the way through the season?
Right.
I mean, it's unheard of, and it's all because of the money people saying, no, we need a change.
I mean, in LSU, you got the governor of the state saying the AD's not going to pick the coach, and the next day he's gone.
Right.
Had to give him $6 million to disappear, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.